This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Did you know you could turn your business payroll into dream vacations? In this episode, we're diving deep into how to use credit cards to rack up points and miles from payroll expenses. Even if you don't have a business with payroll, this episode is still a must listen. We'll break down point redemption strategies, the math behind fees versus rewards, and how to maximize your credit card spend to unlock incredible travel value. And if you want all the step-by-step details, head over to our blog on the Boldly Go website. We've got a comprehensive guide waiting for you, and that link will be in the show notes, as well as the rest of the resources from this episode. Now let's hop into the show.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. My name is DeAndre Koch. I'm going to be your host. And I'm going to be the only one on this episode today. This is a rarity. This is the first time doing this for a full episode and not just a quick hit. And the reason we're doing that today is because this one's going to be special and unique, and it's going to be a drill down and a deep dive on a topic that I've been asked so much about. I've been asked to be on other podcasts to talk about this, and it's a specialty that I wanted to really have a podcast episode dedicated to. And honestly, I wanted to get it out to you guys, our listeners that have been with us, many of you from the beginning, because I think you guys deserve to know the details and the breakdown specifically regarding how to use payroll to earn credit card points and miles. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, I don't have a business, I don't have payroll, and you're ready to just end this episode, I promise you it's still going to be relevant to you, because we're going to break down and talk through point redemption strategies and the math behind it. I'm going to try to not go too deep because I know I can be super analytical, but really this is going to be helpful for any of you that do have a business or that's growing that you think eventually you're going to have employees for. If you have a friend or someone that you know that you're wanting to get into the points and miles world, or they're already in it and they haven't figured this out for themselves, I promise you, send this to them. This is a no-brainer, easy way to use payroll to get credit card points and turn those points into travel. So we're going to talk through the strategies and go over all of that in today's episode. My goal is that the episode won't be super long, because I'm sure there's a limit to how long you guys want to hear me talk just myself. But we're going to talk through everything in good detail. And as always, guys, if you have questions, feel free to shoot me a DM, ask them in the private Facebook group that we have that's linked in the show notes, or shoot me an email. Be happy to answer any questions you guys may have. Through this episode, we're going to be mentioning a few different cards that I personally use in the payroll by credit card game. If you want more information and to learn more about these cards, you're welcome to go to our boldlygo.world website. You're going to see their current card offers. You can actually find all the cards that we're talking about. And if you're interested, you actually can go through the process of applying to see if these would be good cards for yourself. So let's get into it. Payroll by credit card has been something that's been almost impossible to do for a long time. And if you recall in the mid-year update when I talked about this, which is what really kind of blew up all the interest and people asking how this gets done, is that I really found this out end of last year. So this is still relatively new. I'm going to talk about the one method I use. Who knows if there's other options that are going to come up in the future, but I'm going to really talk about what I personally use myself. And we run payroll for our business twice a month for our employees on the wealth management side. I'm going to use very basic numbers. So we're just going to assume every time we do payroll, it's $10,000 each time for all of our employees, just to not go into the details of what we're actually doing from a payroll standpoint, but we'll just use that for easy numbers. One of the things that can really impede someone when it comes to using their card is when they find out that there's additional fees and expenses, and that's no different here in the payroll sense as well. When using your payroll by card, you're going to pay an additional transaction fee for using your card that you wouldn't pay if you just had your payroll come out of your bank account as normal. Now, I want to be very clear, that is still the process. So nothing is needed. You're not going to have to change your payroll processor or your payroll terms or anything at all. This is a very, very simple process, and it does not involve you having to change your payroll provider, having to upload all of your employees' census data to another website. None of that is necessary, which is what makes this great. But for those of you that are listening still and you don't have payroll, this is still going to make sense because it makes sense to understand the value of when do you want to use a card and pay an additional surcharge, typically 2 to 3%. When does that make sense? So we're going to get into that in a little bit. So where I do the payroll by credit card is through Zill Bank. That's Z-I-L Bank, not Zelle as people know of for like sending money to each other. So they have a basic business account service and they have a whole website. You can actually go to them and get a whole demo. They have a lot of different things. So you can do invoicing by credit card. They have a whole suite of services dedicated to businesses, which is really nice. Now, when I first started with them for the first few months, I actually on their free account was running the payroll by card. Eventually they reached out to me and said, hey, this is actually one of our services that are under our business account. So we're going to need you to have a business subscription. So the business subscription is $50 a month. So one of the fees I'm going to throw out there right now, I'm paying $50 a month for the ability to do the payroll by card. It is vastly worth it for me. And like most fees and expenses for me as a business owner, that $50 a month is a write-off for me. So I'm really not worried at all. So very simply how it works, after you create an account with Zill Bank and log in, you can go in there and you can link your business bank account. So if you have your bank account at XYZ Bank, you can go in and link it. And I believe the way I did it, I had to do it through the microtransaction. So if you're familiar with that, the microdeposits, they call it, that's where they send two deposits to that bank. It takes a couple of days for it to be received. You check that bank's account, and then you go back to Zill Bank and report what those two transactions are to confirm, and boom, they're now linked. You do that, and then you also can go ahead and put in what credit card you want to use, or you can actually have multiple cards. So on mine, I've got multiple cards listed. When you do so, they're going to want you to not only just put in the card information, but they want a full picture of the front and back of the card. One thing to help speed up the process, on their like how to do this picture blurb that pops up, it shows you covering, I think, the last four numbers of the credit card with your finger and says, take a picture like that. I actually did it and they came back to me and said, hey, no, we need the full image of the card. So it's all, they send you secure links to do it. I've been doing it for a while. I have not had any fraud issues or anything like that. So I have a full image and a secure upload of the front and back of the card. The card is signed for, and that's how everything is set up. So when it comes time to actually process the payroll, again, we're going to assume that we have a $10,000 payroll. You're going to do your payroll through whatever provider you already do your payroll through. I personally, for the wealth management practice, we use Sure Payroll, but plenty of people use ADP, Gusto, Paychex. There's a lot of different options out there. And some of those options, actually, they have like direct integrations with. I don't have that option with Sure Payroll with them, but I have seen that as available. I think you can like link your other payroll provider. So you're going to run your payroll the way that you always would, and you're going to run your payroll. Let's say your payroll is exactly $10,000, and that's $10,000 gross. So that's all of your salaries, all the benefits, everything that comes out is $10,000. Employer taxes, employee taxes, everything is $10,000 gross. So all payroll providers generate some sort of payroll summary for each time you run a payroll. So That can be just something on the screen or an actual report you can generate. What I do is, well, actually, our CFO does this for me, but he sends me the PDF of our payroll summary for every time we run payroll. So every time I run payroll, I get a PDF that has every employee's name, all the taxes that have come out, all of their 401k contributions and everything else, benefits, all the things, and the gross number at the top. Again, let's just say that gross number is an even $10,000. So what I'm then going to do is go log into my Zill Bank, or Zill Money, I think is technically the side that runs all this business software. I'm going to go to the payroll by credit card area, and I'm going to say, I want to run a new payroll by credit card from whatever card I've chosen to my business bank account. And it's going to ask me for the payroll date, the actual check date. It's going to ask me for the total gross amount of the payroll. And it's going to ask me to upload the report that we have to prove the payroll is legit. So once you do all that, it's going to then process, and you're actually going to then have an option to choose the amount you actually want to run on the card. So you put the total gross, but let's just say your payroll is, I don't know, $50,000 per run, but you have a card with only a $5,000 limit, let's just say, right? You can actually go in and select the dollar amount that you actually want to charge to the card as the next step. So for me, my card has got enough limit to cover the payroll. So I just put the full amount, in this case, again, $10,000. And it tells you when you do that, what the fee will be. Now, the fee for Zill Bank outside of that $50 is a 3% fee plus $10 wire charge / ACH charge. So on a $10,000 charge or $10,000 payroll, you're going to have a fee of $300, that's a 3%, and $10. So $310 total fee for a $10,000 payroll run. What's going to happen is after you've hit processing and submit it, they're going to have you sign an authorization form digitally, and then they're going to send it for review. They send it for review, and it typically takes, in my experience at this point, it probably takes around 2 to 3 days for it to fully process. So when it processes, this is what actually happens. So I just now have a charge of $10,000 on this card and separately $310. So I have two charges, one for $10,000, one for $310, which is that fee. In my business bank account for the wealth management practice, we will see $10,000 that has come in. So that $10,000 has come in. Now, to be very clear, I don't need this $10,000. This $10,000 is already in my account. This is $10,000 that was already going to go to payroll, regardless if I ever figured out how to do this by card. So what I'm going to immediately do is I'm going to pay that $10,000 off because I don't need it. Now, realistically, I would pay the whole $10,310 off, but you get the picture. $10,000 is being paid off. The card is cleared out. So they gave me $10,000. I wiped it away. And really, for this whole thing, I paid $310, right? So I basically paid $310 to get points. And for in a second, you're going to understand why paying the $310 is worth it for me to do all this. Now, realistically, if you're a business that might be struggling a little bit, you could use this to float yourself. Let's say you do need to make a $10,000 payroll and you only have $8,000 in your account. This is an opportunity to do that. I would not get into that realm. That could get dangerous from a financial standpoint. So I would not recommend that. But theoretically, yes, you could use this to float yourself. Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying this week's episode. DeAndre here, and I just wanted to interrupt briefly to remind you of two things. First, be sure to sign up for our newsletter where we give you direct access to travel updates, news you'll want to jump on in the points and miles world, and our continuously updated card offers to maximize your travel rewards, often before they're ever mentioned in the show. Also, if you didn't already know, we have a private Facebook group where we share news as it breaks, ideas, and other things that don't make it into the newsletter or show many times. And that's the best place to get your points and miles question answered directly by me and other travel enthusiasts. Both of these links will be in the show notes. Now, back to the show. So you went through all that trouble, and now what? Well, now you've got points to work with. So I'm going to give you two examples. We're going to break down the numbers and break down the cost benefit as to why this makes sense. Now, right now, I am doing this with the Chase Business Preferred card, and this is what I would recommend to really anybody doing this, unless they find a card with a better category return with transferable points, which I don't foresee happening. Or this could work if you're trying to hit a sub for a specific card. I started first with the Amex Platinum, and I started with the Amex Platinum, Business Platinum specifically, for two reasons. One, because the charge card, you technically have no limit on it. So whereas my Chase, let's just say my Chase Business Preferred, might have a limit of only $15,000 on it. And if I have a $20,000 payroll, I could only put 15 on the Chase. Well, Amex, technically no limit. If I've got a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 payroll, I could run it on the Amex and it will be fine. But the Business Platinum specifically is beneficial because any transactions over $5,000, instead of getting 1x points, you get 1.5. So it makes it a little bit better because if you're paying a 3% fee, you're going to want to get as close to 3% in value as possible. Here's the really, really interesting thing. I was doing the Amex Platinum and then I got the Chase Business Preferred for my wealth management practice. I was like, you know what? This is a really easy way to hit a sub. Let me go ahead and just use a payroll to hit the sub and I'll move back to the Amex Platinum because I figured I was only going to get 1x points on this transaction. Well, Zill Money bills as office and shipping for whatever reason. And with Chase on the Business Preferred, you get 3 points per dollar on that category up to the first $150,000 in spend on that. Now, it also counts towards advertising, internet, and travel. So first $150,000 in spend between all four of those categories. But shipping and office is in that. So it's a 3x point yield that you're going to receive, which is absolutely wild. So you're going to pay a 3% fee and you're going to get a 3x points bonus. And then the delta in there is a $10 that you have to still pay for the wire charge. So I'm going to do a full point breakdown between Chase and I'm going to show you another option as well. So I'm going to first say why it makes sense on the 3X card. And then what if you don't have that card, where it can still make sense? All right, let's break down the numbers. And we're going to first start with the easy one. So this is the no-brainer right here. So if you, again, if you have a friend, you know someone that owns a business, they have payroll, this is the absolute no-brainer for them to do. So they get the Chase Business Preferred, right? Again, they get the 3X on running their payroll. Using the $10,000 payroll example, they would get a $300 fee because it's 3%, right? So $10,000 payroll, they would have a 3% charge on that. That's $300 plus the 10% wire fee. Now, all of that actually codes as the 3X. So you don't get 30,000 points from this $10,000 charge. You actually get 30,930 because you still get 3X on the 3% fee and the wire charge. But for simplicity, we're going to just say this is a 30,000 point bonus yield. So if you were to use those points, and this is why it's a no-brainer, through the Chase portal, which we've talked about many times, don't use your points that way if you can help it. Transfer them to other airlines, partners, get more value. Scrap all of that. If you only redeem them through the portal, your points are worth anywhere between 1.25 and 1.5 cents per point, which means if you do the math, that 30,000 points you just got is worth between 375 and 450 minimum. 375 to 450 minimum, and you paid 310. It's an absolute no-brainer because you would literally just make $65 per transaction minimum up to $140 per transaction minimum on the value of these points alone. Now, through the podcast, for those that follow, I always recommend that we try to get a minimum of 2 cents per point value, 2x of value per point. I myself typically get on the lower end 4, on the higher end 10x on average on redemptions. I'm probably averaging in the sevens. In fact, our recent trip to the Maldives, on about a 500,000 points, we got over $50,000 of value. So I was close to almost 10x on that entire trip. But let's just say we are averaging that a little bit lower. That means minimally, if you're hitting that 2 cents or 2x, you should be getting $600 worth of value to a high end of $3,000 worth of value. So you can see paying 310 to get 600 to 3,000 just makes sense. And that's if you actually want to put some strategy in it. Again, if you just want to redeem through the portal, it's still going to be closer to $400 or a little bit more that you're going to get out of value. So that's why this is easy and an absolute no-brainer. Now, to follow up on that, let's say you don't have that card. Let's say you're using the Amex Business Platinum, or we're going to go with the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited, which both for the Amex Business Platinum, over $5,000 charge, 1.5 points. On the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited, any charge is basically 1.5x. So the numbers are going to be a little bit different this time, right? So there's still $10,000 payroll, $300 fee, $10 wire charge. So now, instead of getting 30,000 points, though, you're only going to get 15,465 points. Well, now if you redeem that through the Chase portal as an example, that's only going to be worth $187 to $225. And if you redeem through the Amex portal where you only get 1 cent per point, it's only going to be worth about $150. So in this case, redeeming through the portal doesn't make mathematical sense because you're going to actually lose money. And outside of hitting a sub, which you could do, so you could just do this and just boom, now you've got a big $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 sub that you just hit. Outside of that scenario, this would be a waste of your time and money, honestly, to try to rack up these points because you'd be losing dollars every transaction. Unless, and here's the kicker, you would have to redeem your points for at least 2.1 cents or more. So if you are hitting 2.5, 3, 5, 7, or even 10 like I have or more, then it's still absolutely what you want to do. But to do that, you're never going to be using the portals. You're going to have to learn the art of points and miles, which we talk about in the podcast all the time, which is transferring to the different providers. So transferring from Chase to Hyatt, or transferring from Amex to British Airways, or to wherever it may be. There's so many options, to Emirates, to KLM. There's so many different places where you can transfer your points to and get substantially more value than using the Amex portal. So if you're lazy and you don't want to do all that and learn those strategies, the Chase route with the Chase Business Preferred, as of right now at least, is the easy way that you can just do it and use the portal. But if you really want to level your game up, then you're going to want to learn the art of transferring. One thing I want to comment on, so again, as a financial advisor, I can give plenty of financial advice. This is not the space acting in the capacity of a fiduciary or financial advisor on this podcast, but I'm also not acting as a CPA or tax advisor either. So I will let you know that transaction, that 3%, just like that $50 a month account, that is a separate line item. So there is the $10,000, but then there's separately the $310 charge. That is a bank fee, and that is a bank fee that typically most CPAs would advise that you could write that off. Now, again, talk to your tax advisor on this. Don't just take my word for it, but that fee basically can actually come back to even more value to you if you're writing it off as an expense deduction. And that's a separate line item. Now, to be very clear, I would not recommend writing off the $10,000 charge. That is a grounds and huge red flags and could cause some trouble in the future. But the bank charge is something that is legitimately just an additional transactional fee. So just a few points before we wrap this one up. Again, time the payroll can be helpful to hit your large sign-up bonuses, especially if your day-to-day transactions with a business, even though you have payroll, might not be large enough for you to hit some of these larger $20,000 or $30,000 charges for some of the business cards to hit the subs. So that's an area there. Definitely would recommend using points wisely to redeem for business class, for luxury, right? Get the most out of them if you're going to do this. And I want to be very clear, do not try to game the system. You have to have employees. Do not create fake employees, a fake reporting system, all of that to do this. This is not the purpose of the podcast. I wanted to share this for those that do have businesses. Now, let's say you have a massive company, a massive business, and your payroll is like $200,000, $300,000 per cycle or $1 million per cycle or whatever it may be. There's probably up to a limit of what you could realistically charge on the Amex Platinum every single time, because that's probably what could give you the most room. But again, you could still just choose to charge up to a certain amount. So even if your gross payroll is $500,000 for the cycle, you could choose to just do $50,000 or $5,000 or $10,000. So the sky is kind of the limit there. I've not gotten to that threshold or that problem yet. It's a good problem to have, but be creative with it for sure. I've been doing this. I've racked up multiple six figures worth of points just on the payroll side alone. And this was because I've only been doing the Chase side for a few months relative to how long I've been doing this overall. I'm absolutely going to 100% max out the $150,000 maximum on the business preferred next year. And who knows? We'll see. Maybe we'll look at getting another business preferred so we can keep that cycle going a little bit longer. So to wrap this one up, guys, Zilbank, great resource and a solution for payroll with credit cards. Do things properly, and this can be a massive way to blow your points game out the water, to really grow the points that you have and continue to build them. Do not try to game the system. Talk to your tax advisor. Reach out to me if you have questions. I literally do this twice a month, as long as it's a viable option. Who knows if it will get shut down, or if Zilbank is going to change the category as how they code, and then now they're only going to be 1X on Chase. Well, then Amex Platinum is still going to be the 1.5. So there's still going to be options out there. Keep following us. Keep listening to the podcast for more tips on leveraging points and miles. If you have tried this strategy and have questions, reach out. If you tried this strategy and want to talk about it and the success of it, our Facebook group is the forum to absolutely do that. I encourage you all to please tell your friends, tell your business owner friends about not just this episode, but the podcast as a whole. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review, tell your friends, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Have a great one, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.